Here we go, back into Mercury, or continuing with Mercury for our part two journey. First, just feeling back into that energy that we worked with that was in the environment. Feeling back into that electricity, that electrical current, those waveforms, all the information, all the gifts and the wisdom in there. Just tapping into that for a quick moment. Finding your big, deep breath. Inhaling that which is meant for you in through the third eye into the body. We're just re-enlivening things here quick before we continue on. This time I'm going to invite you to also invite in that which is meant through for you through the crown of the head. Through the top of the head. So not just the third eye, but now it's like, okay, all of the information, the energy, the sacred wisdom that's meant for me can now also come in through the crown of my head. You may just be called to the crown of the head and breathing or visualizing or energetically intending. It's just, you just open. And remember that trust piece. So sinking back into that trust piece of trusting bigger self, soul self, over that little self. So trusting soul self, big self, plugging back into that, letting go of little mind, opening up to divine mind, letting go of the little ways we control, and opening up to, there's a greater wisdom that just knows, how big my crown wants to open and how much energy is meant for me in this moment. Now, see if you can invite that energy that's coming straight in through the crown, down through the head, through the throat, through the chest. We worked with the heart last time, down through the solar plexus, down all the way to the base of your spine. Yeah, all the way to the base. Remember, we talked about this congruency piece. Remember, we talked about this, the wisdom of the alchemist, the power that comes when we can open up to this full channel, inviting Mercury, Hermes energy, that which is meant for us, the sacred wisdom moving through the crown, all the way down the head, down the throat, down the heart, through the power center solar plexus, down the belly, down, 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 lower belly, down through the hips, down to the base of the spine, right to the base, right to the root, right to the base of you, right all the way to the base. And just be here for a few moments. Just be here, be here, be here, be here, be here, be here. Now, we're going to go one step further. This is like the embodiment of it, right? This is the deepening. This is the embodiment. This is what brings us to the capacity to express the gifts that come, to embody the gifts, to embody the wisdom, to become it, and to express it out into our lives, thus affecting our lives in very, very tangible ways, affecting the way that we communicate in very tangible ways, changing the way that we can move the world around in very tangible ways. So this embodiment piece is extraordinarily important. All right. All of the energy that's meant for you to come down through the crown all the way to the base of the spine. Now, there's an energy beneath you. There's an energy beneath you. There's a sacred energy, a sacred wisdom beneath you. And it is the threads that keep you in your body. It is the threads that keep you on this planet. It's the threads. They are energetic and they are sacred and they are divine. It is linked to what birthed you, what brought you through as a soul form into an embryo, into human form, to be birthed and to land in this world on this planet you now walk on. Feeling into those sacred threads. They're sacred. Just let them be what they are. Let them be so sacred. Let them be so otherworldly. You can't comprehend them. It doesn't matter. This is divine mind stuff. We don't need little mind to try to comprehend this stuff. It goes beyond our science. Our science does not know how to measure this yet. Maybe it does, and I just don't know about it. But feeling, crown is open. That energy, Mercury, Hermes energy is going all the way down to the root. Now, those sacred threads, they are like your roots. Some traditions talk about it as your roots. They are the soul roots. They are the wisdom threads that plug you in. Finding those soul threads, feeling for them, you're just bringing your awareness and your attention to them. You're shining a light on them. You're bringing your consciousness to them. If you can't imagine them, just pretend they are there. They are there. You are here. You are listening to this. They are becoming activated. Your consciousness is becoming more able to witness them and more able to be present to them. So just stay with that. 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 Now, letting those threads come up, rise up. They're already there. They're already touching you. Otherwise, you would not be in human form. Your soul would not be here. It's really what helps to anchor your soul in, and you're having a human experience because of these soul threads. Letting those soul threads now touch, interact, and commingle with that Mercury Hermes energy that came down all the way to your root. Those soul threads, they come up to the root. They come up to the root, the base of your being, the bottom of your being. Maybe they come into your body, and let those soul threads dance. Let them dance with that high voltage Mercury Hermes energy that came in. Let them dance. Let them touch. Let them unite. Let them dance. It's like a mycelial network almost. It's like a mycelial network almost. What they're helping to do is they're helping to anchor in this high level wisdom. They're helping to anchor in the gifts that come with tapping into this Mercury Hermes energy that you've been working with. They're helping to anchor in your capacity to connect into divine mind, your capacity to be congruent, your capacity to make more happen in the world. Let those soul threads be a part of this. Let them dance and let them weave and let them interact and unite and do whatever they want to do. Maybe they're fusing. Maybe they're, like for me, I just see them like, I don't know, like they're magically uniting, right? And they're calling in even more. Like they're calling in even more of that divine mind threads of that high level Mercury Hermes wisdom, calling it in even more through my body. This is embodiment. This is embodiment. This is you embodying the wisdom, you embodying the gifts. Just another few moments here to let anything that wants to happen here, anything that wants to happen here. You can move your body, you can visualize, you can sound, you can breathe, you can touch. If any of that stuff helps, just we have all these capacities, all these human capacities available, right? Energetic intention, all these human capacities. Just let everything be a part of this. It's like in this practice, we're inviting divine wisdom to be made manifest, divine mind to come into tangible physical, to be able to interact with the tangible, the physical world. That's part of what this is that we're doing here. We're inviting divine mind, soul mind, higher level wisdom. And the capacities that come with that, your alchemist capacities, your capacities to move the physical world with thought. I know that that might sound totally crazy, but it's not. The way that we can move the physical world through self-expression, whether that's communication or another form of self-expression, your self-expression to be able to interact with the physical world, to be able to communicate, to be able to move things, we make things manifest, we call things into our lives, we attract things more, we repel things more that are not meant for us, right? It's this capacity that we're switching on from a level of true authentic self-expression. May my true authentic self express in a way that attracts the things that are meant for me, repels the things that are not meant for me. Holding that in your intention as we sit here in these energetics. Holding that in your intention. May this true, authentic self-expression attract the things that are meant for me and repel the things that are not meant for me. This does not mean that I do not take action. This does not mean that I do not speak or use my voice or use my hands or use my body or use all of these beautiful human functions that allow me to express myself. It doesn't mean. It means that I am then in congruency. I am in congruency. My voice is in congruency. My words, my body language is congruent with this. My art that I express, the things I create through my hands or my mind or my mouth, the things that I express out through me and that I create out through me are in congruency. They're in congruency with these soul threads, with divine mind, with higher wisdom. Can you feel what this is doing? Can you feel what this is doing? Can you feel the potentials here and the capacities here on a real mundane level? Like a real mundane level, this is what makes us happy. Real mundane level, this is what makes us happy. This is what makes us feel fulfilled, is living from this deep, authentic soul expression of self. Right? This deep, authentic soul expression of self. This is what brings us the happiness and the joy. The happiness, the longing for happiness, that's just like a marker. That's just the thing in the body that points us in the right direction, right? That we long for happiness. We long for fulfillment. We long for joy. We long for love. We long for purpose. It's just the thing that keeps annoying you so that you don't stop. So that you don't stop until you find, so that you find the self-expression and you find that congruency and you call in the things that you're meant to experience here as a soul and you repel the things that you are done experiencing as a soul. This is moving out of karma and into dharma. Like this is your soul's highest expression in this life. This is what Mercury's all about. Remember, this is high level expression of him. It's what he's all about. He's about putting us on our soul path. He's the psychopomp, spiritual guide, soul guide, guide of the soul, guardian of the soul. So in this place, now here, while we're tapped into this energy, guardian of the soul, right? Total congruency, self-expression. What is it? What is it that you see? What is it that you feel? What is it that's around you? What is your self-expression calling in? Is it calling in a relationship? Is it calling in a new career? Is it calling in a new creation? Are you called to birth something different into the world? Is it calling in community? Are you called to create it? Are you called to find it? Feeling into what is it that you're called to magnetize in, what you're called to even possibly push away, right? It's like, wow, I'm no longer meant to live here. And I actually am ready to release that. I'm actually ready to start repelling that, right? Like, and we get to move with the world and work with the world in this way. He's the translator. He puts all of this online. He connects us, that deep soul expression. He connects it right into the world. Right into the world to make manifest, to make things happen in the world. So, this moment here, maybe you just sit in meditation, maybe you lie down, maybe you close your eyes, maybe you pull out a piece of paper and a pen, maybe take notes on your phone, letting him speak to you. Letting this messenger of the gods, let him speak. Free flow writing is really helpful, right? Just flow, write. No think. You don't even think. It's like you just are letting Hermes talk through you. Maybe you just start speaking. Maybe you turn on voice recorder on your phone and you just start speaking, right? You just start speaking like, all right, but Mercury's going to talk through me. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? He's so good at communicating. Let him give you the signs, the symbols, the words, the thoughts. Let it come in now. This is the next aspect of training ourselves to get the messages, to hear the messages, to hear the guidance. Just let it come in. 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 Let it come in whatever form that it's coming in. But he will translate it to be accessible. He will translate it to be comprehensible. That's his gift. He translates it into the mind, the self-expression, these deeper soul callings, these things that we're longing truthfully, deeply, for real, that we're longing to call in, that we're longing to release or let go of or stop doing. Now, don't get hung up on it. See, the problem is we get hung up on it. We hook into something. Gotta know, gotta know, gotta know, gotta know, gotta know. You know what that form is? That form of gotta know, give me the answer, give me the answer, give me the answer, give me the answer. I need to know the answer. I need to know the answer. It comes from a form of lack and it's going to push it away. Yeah, that's where we mess up the thing. That's where we mess up the intuition because we're hooking in the actual thing that we're sending out, the signal that we're sending out is I'm in such lack. I need to know. I need to know. I'm in super, super fear. I need to know. 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 And so that is the signal of like, do not tell me because I need to stay in the state of fear around needing to know and give me the intuition. What's my soul calling? And oh my God, there's so much stress around that. And we need to keep creating the stress around it. So here's the trick. Let go. We've already practiced this. Let go. It's already done. It's already here. It's already here. You totally let go into it. This is one of those high-level mystical truths. It's already here. So just let go into it. It's already here. And then you feel now from this place of open, connected into big self, high self, soul self. Now let me receive the messages. Okay, now what do I see? What do I hear? From a place of non-attachment, I am not at all attached. I am not clinging. I do not care, right? I am so open to whatever it is, whatever it isn't. And now I'm in this place. I'm in this non-clingy, totally open, totally trusting. It's a totally trusting place. It's a totally trusting place, a totally surrendered, totally open place of just, it's already here. Okay, it's already here. Totally open, totally trusting. Okay, what I see, what I feel, let the mind be really big. Remember, it's like letting the mind be big, divine mind be big. All right, what is it that's calling to me? What is it that's calling to me? What is it that, this is calling to me. Okay, this is calling to me. Get real curious. What is this that's calling to me? Maybe it's like a blurry little vision out here. What is this that's calling to me? Okay, this is calling to me. What is my heart longing for? You have Mercury go and translate. Like, what is my deep heart longing for? Okay, my deep heart, my deep true heart, self-expression, like real, true, authentic self-expression from my real deep heart is calling for this, like this is what my heart really, really wants. This is it. I have zero judgment around it. Zero, because judgment is gonna mess that up. I have zero judgment around it. Like, all right, this is what it's calling for. Wow, this just lights me up. Amazing, amazing. Okay, if I were gonna feel into like my calling or my purpose, right? What is it that I feel like I'm here to do? And I just, with zero attachment, okay, my calling, my purpose, my mission, like what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is Mercury sharing with me around that? My calling, I just see humans and I just love us. I love us so much. And my calling, right? It's just to like love us humans and give us humans everything I can. You feel for you, right? What is it that you're here to do? What is it? What's calling you? What's your purpose? What's your purpose? And it doesn't have to be like a big, huge thing. It can be a little thing. My purpose is to feel like I'm in a body. My purpose is just to explore being in a body, right? My purpose is to just explore being a mother, a father. My purpose is just to explore interactions, connection, community. My purpose is to explore whatever it is, but staying in this real open, we get too clingy, too graspy, and we end up pushing it away. You can always pause here and ask more specific questions. This is a really good moment. Staying very much in that energy, though, very much in that energy, and you can always come back to this. Always come back to this practice, right? If you have to go back through the energetics, because we want to set our energetics up where we're plugged in, right? We're plugged into that sacred energy, that wisdom energy. We're plugged into the soul threads, which allow us to embody this, right? And then we ask the questions, ask for the guidance, ask for the wisdom, ask for the intuition, ask. But we have to be in the right state. When we ask, most of the time we are not in the right state. When we ask, we're coming from a state where we're not plugged into that. We're coming from a state where we're not open to it. We're coming from a state of maybe closure or fear or lack, clinging, graspy. And so it's getting into the right state. Getting into the right state. And then asking. There's also this wisdom around asking the right question. So sometimes it's asking the right question that is the big piece of wisdom, is what is the right question to be asking? Again, you can pause here and deepen into this. If you have questions you feel to ask or you feel to, you don't have to, just an invitation if that feels right. But we're gonna wrap things up now. So I'm gonna invite us to just shift our positions in whatever way you feel to. Let the body kind of move, shake, breathe a little bit. Couple of big deep exhales. Big deep exhales. Really exhaling and like releasing on the exhale. Like, it's like cleansing breaths. Cleansing breaths, cleansing breaths. And feeling as we're doing this exhaling, releasing, cleansing breath, what is it that wants to be washed away? Feeling that. What is it that wants to be washed away? Now that I've worked in this high level mercurial energy, this sacred wisdom energy, I've opened up different neural pathways, I've connected different parts. What is it that's ready to be released? Cleansed away, big cleansing breaths. Sometimes it's old thought forms that we're releasing. Sometimes it's old stuck energy that we're releasing. Just anything that we want, that we feel that is ready to be released, ready to be let go of. Big cleansing breaths. You can kind of cleanse through the whole of the body, like the physical body, just exhaling, cleansing breath through the physical body. Now we'll do the mental body. Exhaling, cleansing breath through the mental body. We'll do two more of those because Mercury's so mental. I love that Mercury's so mental. Big cleansing breath, exhale through the mental body. Releasing anything that no longer serves, anything that no longer serves. One more through the mental body. Anything that no longer serves. You can do this as many times as you want. You might want to keep going. You can always pause. We'll do the emotional body. So feeling into the emotional body. Big exhaling, cleansing breath through the emotional body. It always makes me find a sound whenever I do emotional body. Two more of these. Emotional body, exhaling, cleansing breath. Right through the emotional body. One more, releasing anything, anything that no longer serves, right through the emotional body. So we've done the physical, we've done the mental, we've done the emotional. Let's do the energy body. So just the whole energy body that's all around you, in you. Big inhale, exhaling, cleansing breath. Anything to be released in the energy body. Two more of these. Exhale, anything to be released in the energy body. One more, big inhale. It's like your aura, the whole of your energy body. Big exhale, cleansing breath. Cleansing the energy body, letting anything go that doesn't serve. And then find that center point again. Remember, we worked with that in part one. That center point, we had straight spine, we found that center point. We found that stillness, that peace amidst all of the energy. Remember that? Find that again. That center point, we're in our center point, and we just find this place of peace. You can come to the third eye if that helps you to tap back into that. And just breathing here amidst all the noise, all the energy, all the, we can feel it as chaos in the world, all the everything, ever changing, constantly creating itself, right? And we just sit in this point of peace, this point of rest, this center point in our bodies, and just at peace with it, not denying it, with it, but also in complete harmony from a standpoint of peace. It has been an absolute honor to journey into this energy with you. I am incredibly grateful to be here with you to do what we're doing together. And I just send you so many blessings on your journey forward, however that looks. Just deep gratitude and deep blessings and deep love. Deep love. Thank you.